The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. It's the first one of the new year, lads. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, mate.
Yeah, good to see you all. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we've had a decent long haul. Where was the last one? Stoke.
Bournemouth.
I know, but we had Stoke on Boxing Day. Yeah, that was shy, wasn't it?
Bournemouth, I mean.
We're on our way up to Newcastle now. It's about, what time is it? It's about 2 o'clock, isn't it? We've been in the pub since, well, some of us have been in the pub since about 10 a.m. Some of us got here quite late, didn't we, Ned? We're on our way up now. We always leave early for games in the northeast. We have a pub up there who look after us. It's called the Dog Inn, which is, as Steve Blacks just said, is absolutely not a reference to Stan Collymore and his alleged activities. Massive week for United. This Van Gaal staved off all of the dramas and all of the traumas of the bad results prior to Christmas, but he does seem to have staved that off. But I can't help but think that when you're playing up against lower level teams like we have been doing, and that was ultimately the worst part of that bad run that we've had, is that they were all against pretty lower level opposition. We're starting to creep into territory now that means as we're going up against like big rivals, and playing against Newcastle today, who aren't necessarily a big rival, but it's definitely a prequel to the Liverpool game. It's a big week for United this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive week. I don't know how we survived Christmas, to be honest. I didn't think you'd start the new year, but you get the feeling a bad result tonight and then a big defeat at Anfield on Sunday. I don't know if he's got it in him to survive that. He's got to be on the brink. They've seriously got to be questioning the direction the club's going with both results and obviously style of play.
I reckon he's about as healthy as my missus's Christmas dinner, honestly. It's not looking good for him. It won't be good at the end
of
the week.
You're a fucking vegetarian, so that'll have been a shit dinner, innit?
I had cheese on toast and she cocked that up.
Big week though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's massive, to be honest. Like you say, this and Sunday, it is massive. 4 points out of that, it'll do, but you just can't see it because you got to score goals to get that, and it's not looking likely.
Ned?
I agree with that. I think he's surviving game to game at best. I don't think we look much worse against the better teams than we do against the smaller teams. So, like, I think when we go to Anfield or tonight, it'll look exactly the same as it was against Sheffield United or was it Swansea the week before? Every game's the same. Is it 9 out of 10 half times? It's been 0-0. Just we play the same every single game, no matter what. Some we win, some we don't, but nowhere near good enough.
Woody, this is quite a big week for United in the sense of two games that can either ruin him or actually buy him quite a bit of time, Eric.
I think he's already ruined. I don't know how he's survived Christmas.
But the fact is, he has.
I think that's started to worry that the board might be the problem now. Then it. Inability to get rid of him, he should have been long gone. I think it's a massive week, and I see us getting something tonight, but Sunday I dread the worst.
It's worrying. Yeah, like I said before, I mean, I'm thinking of leaving about 6 o'clock so I can miss the traffic on the way back. That's just a shit LVG quote, but no, it's a massive week for United. I just said that because nobody even laughed about it. It's a massive week for Louis van Gaal, massive week for United, bigger week for United, and I think we'll get something tonight. I think we'll get a result coming on Sunday. I don't know, it's always a massive game, isn't it? But would you take a draw? No, but we'll see.
I think van Gaal missed a trick yesterday, because I don't know if you noticed it, the sad death of David Bowie, or Bowie, whatever you want to call it. I reckon if if he'd have come out wearing like the Ziggy Stardust thing down his face, I reckon every United fan would have gone, fucking hell, how good was that? Here's a 5-year contract, sign it. I reckon he missed the trick yesterday. What was it all about? Did you see it? They asked Sam Allardyce and Arsene Wenger and someone else. Slaven Bilic, yeah. What were your thoughts on the bout? I mean, fucking hell.
It's David Bowie, looks a lot like Sam Allardyce, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Tomo here. Tomo, come here. Tomo, who in the last 2 minutes has broke at least two New Year's resolutions. It's a big week for United, isn't it?
Yeah, huge. I want to know what the stars say for Woody. I'm sure he knows the real result, but yeah, it's huge. But let's be honest, he's not going to get sacked because Woodward's a spineless idiot, and those guys in Florida, they don't care. Look what's happening in Tampa Bay. So we have a laugh, don't we? That's all that matters.
I think so. They do care, because at the end of the day, Dave, regardless of what you think about how it came about, they have spent an absolute wedge on buying that. So it's in their best interests for United to do well, and it's also in Woodward's best interests as a CEO to do well. So, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that they want the same as us.
Yeah, but when the manager comes out and said he was bored as well, I mean, he is taking a mick out of us.
He can do something about it, can't he?
He can, pretty much. He's taking a mick out of us at the moment. But the thing is, if they do sack him, and everyone's talking about Guardiola, I think Guardiola would fail at United. I think he'd be brilliant at City, but he'll fail at United because there's a big mess to sort out, and that's the issue.
I still think the jury is massively out on Guardiola. It's been handed two of the best sides of our generation. I mean,
he didn't do bad though, did he?
He didn't do bad, but if you've got Messi in your team, you've always got more chance than anyone else, haven't you? So
I without wanting to sound like Chris Morris on the I hate Sebastian Coe. I fucking hate Lionel Messi.
I think he's
slag. Well, I think he's slag. Everyone slags off Ronaldo.
Doesn't pay taxes, allegedly. Anyway, but changing the subject before I get done again. Woody, Andy's, you know what's coming here, don't you?
I know what's coming.
Andy's just referred to it. You went for a tarot card reader, didn't you?
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
Why?
Just to see what the future has to hold, basically. it's looking very grim, I'd admit it.
It's good base in Derek Okora.
Sam had a lot to say, yeah.
Did you hear I'm getting the word nonce at any point?
Yeah, but that was more about my dad than me.
Right, just obviously for credibility of yourself and this podcast, it wasn't just you who went for a tarot, was it?
No, my mum and my sister did as well, yeah.
So go on, tell everyone what they said.
She said, I see a trip to France coming up for you and your football mates. Within the next 3 months.
A trip to France. There you go, lads, everyone. So you're going on a booze cruise to Cali.
Alex's going to put my money on that we're going to beat this midget FC now, so, and then we're going to France, it looks like. So
there you go, everybody. Don't take the next game against whatever they call from Denmark. Don't take it lightly. But it sounds as if the fortune teller that Woody went to see says that we're through. And we're going to get a team in France.
And he's going to meet a woman.
Do you know what though? If that comes off, everyone on this podcast is going to freak out, but in a big way, including me. Obviously, we've got the a game against. See, I always find that Newcastle games are games that conjure up attacking football, really good flowing games. Most of our games have been up at St James's Park, or the Sports Direct Arena, whatever it's called these days. They've always been really, really good games. But we are actually today going to go and witness the team that's 18th in shots on goal against a team that's 20th on shots on goal. So, Matty, what are you expecting today?
No, written all over it on it. I generally don't think there'll be many goals. Someone said before, I think they've not scored for about 5 or 6 games themselves. But and we can't buy a goal. So no, nil nil's a great shout. He was here, wasn't it, last year when Ashley Young got nil nil. Ashley Young scored in the last minute. That was the start of the turnaround, actually, wasn't it? Didn't we then beat? Did we beat them that magic 3 weeks? Yeah.
That we had. Was that Newcastle then, Liverpool then City?
Yeah, I'm sure we won in, and we beat Tottenham, beat City, beat Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then we've not won a game since.
It's always exciting, here, though. It was probably David Moyes' best performance at United. We won. It was either 3 or 4 nil, wasn't it? Matter played brilliant. We were great that night, and that was. We actually thought we turned the corner with Moyes.
Interesting comment on Moyes, because Moyes one he lost, obviously we lost to Everton, and it was a pretty piss poor performance, but we lost, prior to that he had seven games and he won five of them and we lost two, and the two were massive big losses against 3-0 at home to City and 3-0 at home against Liverpool. And that just shows, you know, that to all your points about how's Van Gaal been getting away with it, at the end of the day we've not had what I would class as a crippling loss or one of those losses that makes you go to work on a Monday morning and want to self-harm. We've lost to people who, at the end of the day, you don't really give a shit about. They're just annoying. He's got that to come, potentially. And this is where I think the Liverpool game on Sunday is absolutely enormous for Van Gaal.
Has he got away with how bad the league's been in a hole, though? And how David De Gea has kept us in a lot of games we had no right to be in. Bournemouth, he made a few saves. Watford, he made a few saves. The league's a bad league, and he's been helped by that.
We say that, but we've saying that since we won a league last. If you remember, one of our most famous performances here, we only won that and then won the league because of our keeper, that cartwheeling, I can't swear, that cartwheeling fool. My old man was actually in Newcastle and had corporate, and at the end of the game he was celebrating and he nearly got filled in. And the only thing that stopped him was one a couple of stewards were there, and Eric just put his thumbs up at my dad. And all fans are looking at him going, absolutely rabid. And my dad will say that's his, and he's watched them all, but he said that's one of his favourite moments. But that we kept in that by Schmeichel. So that's, it's part of having a 1-11. We've got a top keeper at the moment. But I tell you what, if he carry on, he will be gone.
To win titles, you need a great manager. Yeah. I think you need a great coach as well. You need a keeper, a central midfielder and a centre forward. How many of them do we lack?
Well, we need Steve Round back. Lumsden. No, you're right.
Do you know how fucking offended I get whenever I see him on? He's on Sky News every morning at 11 o'clock. Honest to God.
Yeah, you're right, because I think we got a great keeper. You could argue we got one good centre back in Smalling. Martial's got potential. Rooney, do you know what? Since Stoke away, Rooney's actually, I think he's come back on. We've slated him on here, but he's been doing all right. But
I still think he's a great striker.
I think the coaching's an issue. I think the coaching is an issue. I don't think Giggs is a coach.
The players have been told the way to play. That's the thing, isn't it? If you're telling me those players against like Sheffield United were told not to shoot on goal, and it's crazy. We had one shot in the first half or
did
something
you
like
about
that.
Giggs' face, I didn't see because I was at the game. I suppose when the penalty went in, he looked absolutely furious.
Really?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. And obviously,
probably because he wanted to go to Bramall Lane like all of us.
Yeah, he was. He's on the coach. No, probably. Well, then look what happened with Scholes coming out. You don't know what's going on in the background. You've heard rumours of Fergie and his and
for me, it's not great. United, as everybody knows, and it's been well documented. But you know what I always say? Like, the press are all over us. Other clubs are all over us. This is the time that the support's got to get seriously, seriously stuck in.
We have been spoiled,
but this is the time where I'm of the view that the support's starting to get pissed off, to the point where I think that our support, even at away games this season, hasn't been great. And I'm not here to slag off support because I'm part of it, but I think we're now starting to sort of be resigned. And the one thing that I've always thought I loved about United was siege mentality, and that doesn't seem to have been there this year.
I think that's a fair point. Moyes this year, that was the best atmosphere for years, even in the later Fergie years. The away games were brilliant. There was the Moyes chant that was all about getting behind them. And I know what you mean. It feels like Old Trafford, especially, like when he walks back towards a tunnel and that in the Stretford end, he's getting shit from the sidelines and everything. And as dreadful as it is to sit through at the moment, I agree. Yeah, I do think get behind them.
Nothing's happening. Part of me thinks that Old Trafford needs to be out like 2-0 down after 20 minutes or something, and then him just to think, right, fuck it, we'll go for it, yeah, and just get behind something. But nothing happens. It's not even good, bad, just nothing happens in any game.
Well, that's the problem at the moment, isn't it? You look at the Norwich game, 2-0 down, and then we got back to 2-1, and nobody actually thought we was going to go down the pitch and make it. In Fergie's years, you'd have been off the edge of your seat thinking, listen, we're going to win this 3-2. And nothing's happening. That's the whole point of it at the moment. It's not good to watch.
The other thing about United fans is that when we feel as though we're the underdogs, but we've tried, and even though we've lost, we'll back that team through thick and thin. And the other thing is, the next couple of games will either make Van Gaal or it will ruin him, and he, and that will, and the fans, if he gets the two results, the fans will, I think, will come back and back him.
I totally agree with that. The obviously we're off on our way up to Newcastle, which is a game that we should win. We've got a decent record here, and we've certainly got a good track record in sort of the last 10 or 12 years of performances there. Have you got any past memories, lads?
What sticks in your mind from Newcastle away?
Was it 03 when we went and won? That was a real good Newcastle team. I think they qualified for the Champions League. And we were going for the league with Arsenal. We beat them 6-2, and it is one of the Paul Scholes that day. He's put one of the best individual performances I've ever seen. Well, it is one of the that went well. He's one of the.
Hang on, one second. Hang on.
Say that again.
That was my wedding day, and I'm divorced now.
No, it was one of the best performances I've ever seen for me United side. It had everything. What a United team, Madden, yeah.
I was very disappointed.
While we're on the subject of weddings, and I've been waiting for an opportunity on this podcast. Your wedding. Oh, tell everyone, all these thousands of listeners, well, actually, hundreds of listeners, tell them what your first dance was.
We buy any car.
We buy any car for his first wedding dance, and they're still together. Previous memories from Newcastle.
There's obviously another period where Salad fell asleep before 7 o'clock at night.
Not usually.
And there was no boxing that night either. That's one of the good memories.
Mine was getting called a Munich, and I was about five. I was about five. It was 1990, and my dad took me up to the FA Cup run because we got every game was away, wasn't it? We went to that, and we were walking down, and I was dead excited. My first away, this van just literally wound out the window, and went, "You Munich, so and so's," and I was like, "What's a Munich, Dad?" Because I was literally a kid, like tiny, and then he had to explain. There we go. That was mine.
Horse punching always comes to mind. Not that we ever did it, kind of thing. But yeah, just watching the Newcastle fans and also the shirts off as well. Big, fat, sweaty Newcastle, you know, supporters with the shirts off.
Well, you have lots of
strippers. -2 in the in the winter. It's a beautiful sight.
You have strippers in bars as well.
Lots of stereotyping there. Great stuff. Yeah. What? Just two things first. I'm going to come at you in a bit, Ned. But whenever we talk, you've just mentioned the 0-3 game and various other games, is what are your thoughts on, because someone who was about to sign for Manchester United, who I consider to be one of the best centre forwards I've ever seen in my footballing watching life, decided not to, and he went to Newcastle. What were your thoughts on Alan Shearer as a player?
Brilliant player. Some of the goals he scored, but unfulfilled career. He must look back. The thing is, he could have gone to Newcastle when he was sort of 32, 33, and wound down his career there, a bit like what people say Rooney might do now. But
do you believe him when he said that he went, because I'm of the view that you've just hit the nail on the head. You go to your home club at the start of your career and at the end of it, and in the middle of it you want to achieve stuff.
Yeah.
He genuinely thought, I'm going to achieve loads of big things here, because Newcastle were the upcoming force, weren't they, in that 94, 95, 96 period, and it never quite materialised.
Yeah, I agree. He moved to Blackburn because of money, and then, like you say, Newcastle were just below us at the time. It seems mad now, but they were there or thereabouts. And it does, when you say a match of the day, you know, like when Rooney got his goals and was creeping, when they put that list up, it shows how good he was. So, because he's on about 260, and then the next one down to about, yeah, it's mad.
I've seen three what I class to be brilliant centre forwards in my lifetime watching United. Ian Rush, who to me is still the best of them all, Shearer and Ruud van Nistelrooy.
I still think Shearer must have sleepless nights about not coming to United. There's a few in my family who are Newcastle fans, and they obviously rubbed it in when he didn't come. But he could have won everything, and we could have won a Champions League a few more times with him.
I actually think he wanted to come, and I think he was stopped coming back by Jack Walker, and I think he thought he owed Jack Walker because of the winning the league, and then he had the other next best offer. But the other thing is, if he didn't get Shearer, you don't know what could have happened with us, because who we ended up signing.
Did we not get Ollie? Because we got Ollie, but we wouldn't have got him if we got Shearer, so you never quite know, do you? But
I'm not being funny, and I'm as traditionalist as anyone, but I think United would have won a fucking wedge if Shearer had been that centre forward.
Would have got at least one more European Cup minimum, if not two.
97's the obvious one, isn't it? When you look at the semi against Dortmund, blatantly Omen awaits because we couldn't finish chances.
It's an acceptable centre forward.
Throw Shearer into that too. I think that's the obvious year of the European Cup.
Quick prediction
for today,
which I will come back to after the game, as you know.
1-0 United.
In brackets, 0-0.
3-0 United.
Which one?
You've had the poppers out, I noticed.
2-1 United.
I think we'll nick it 1-0. I think we'll nick it 1-0, yeah.
1-0 Newcastle.
I think we'll
fucking walk, you know.
What 1-0 United in Martial will do Alan Shearer's goal celebration?
I'm copying Woody because he saw the tarot card reader last night, so 1-0 United.
2-1 United, possibly.
I've gone 2-0 United. I think United can't lose to this shower of rubbish. I can't see that. Anyway, just before we wrap up, we will be back after the game with some thoughts on the match. But Ned, you've got a bit of an event coming up. Tell us what you're about to do.
Charity fundraising on a grand scale.
Raising money for the Mullen Foundation.
Yeah, no, well, this is helping Ben out. Ben's shaved his head for cancer research, so he asked me to do it while we're in Wolfsburg in that pub in the afternoon, so caught me at a weak moment. So yeah, Salad actually is in charge of shaving this afternoon.
There's a lad on this. If Brendan cuts your hair, we'll pay double. You up for that?
And he has Parkinson's. Yeah, I will do, yeah.
He will slice your head open, but we're up for that.
Call him Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he does it, I will, yeah.
You know, so you're doing it for cancer research, which is obviously charity, which is close to Ben's.
Yeah. The thing is,
is that why you brought a hat? Because it's going to be cold on the way home.
I did wonder if you might break the clippers halfway through. So the one thing is, I've not done anything for charity since the Manchester 10K in 2010, I think it was.
You did well there. I heard you drove that in 15 minutes.
Oh, no, I have done some charity work. Bought some plastic bags from Tesco's. That's 5p a go. But this has given me the taste for it. I feel like a bit of a Bob Geldof character now. Yeah, or Mother Teresa.
Say, Steve, I think he deserves a lot of credit. You've got David Walliams, who swam the English Channel. You've got, who is it, Lily Savage, that did 12 marathons in 12 days. And now my brother and Ben are having a scheduled haircut. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
Well, anyway, listen, Ned, is there a charity we can promote here or not?
Just Giving?
Yeah. Anyone who knows Neil Mullen or Ben Byers, if you go on their Just Giving page for charity, we'll hopefully raise a bit of money for a great cause. Gentlemen, cheers for the chat. We'll be back after the game and see what happens. This post-match after Newcastle United 3, Manchester United 3. Fuck knows how we didn't win that game of football. Maybe one of the people I speak to in a minute might be able to answer that. It's great coming out of Newcastle because it's one of the few games where the quite quickly poor away supporters out right into the middle of the home fans. So it's a bit like Chelsea, which is always good for a bit of a bit of mischief and all that kind of stuff. So we're outside the ground now. We're trying to find our coaches, but no one seems to know where they are. Anyway, it was 3-3. So the I Want to Be Entertained Brigade, they'll be buzzing. The We Want to Win Games of Football, they probably won't be. Still quite don't know how we managed to lose that game. They weren't very good. United were totally in charge of that game. Should have absolutely waltzed it home, to be honest. But hey-ho. Blackie?
Yeah, well, it's hard to know what to say, really, isn't it? Which side is going to be more disappointed with not beating the other one? I think, first of all...
It's about to get untidy here, isn't it? Yeah. Hang on 1 minute.
Let me just time my lace. who's more disappointed with a draw? Us or them? Because it was just... We can't seem to defend and score goals.
It's one or the other, innit?
Yeah, it's one or the other. It's just...
we're outside the garage over here where our coach is hiding.
There's boxing.
There's loads of Newcastle fans who. It's the highlight of the season, really, isn't it?
Well, it's the highlight of the season, and that showed in the fact that they were hanging on right at the end. But I'm not sure why they were wanting to hang on at the end, because we'd shown that we were really, really poor, weren't we, at defending. Look, our copper's just got hit as well.
Yeah, he's off our coach, that lad, by the way. That lad they've just chased.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're hearing live trouble from outside the football ground here. Dan, thoughts on the game?
A little bit better, but you can't go and score three, mate, and he'll jump all over the fact to score three.
We're totally charged in that game, weren't we?
We was, mate, and we should not be drawing that at all, mate. Should not be drawing that, mate.
Captain played well, didn't he?
Did alright, yeah. Did what he had to do, mate. You know, about time he put one in the back of the net from a bit of magic from him, do you know what I mean? He's capable of it, but, yeah.
Here come the police to beat us up. Hey.
Rick, how did we not win that game of football, mate?
You can't miss four absolute sitters like we miss, can you, in a game and expect to win it, regardless of whether you scored three or not. Fellaini, Lingard, Rooney, at least one. It's fucking just not good enough, mate, is it?
They can't defend, can they, either?
But we have been entertained for once.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Not as entertaining as a trip up, but yeah. Fuck, mate. They just look at the players, aren't you? You look at the people on the pitch, I mean. Fellaini's still playing for Manchester United Football Club. Fuck me. There's something drastically wrong there where he gets in our first 11, mate. But the manager's not going anywhere, is he, by the looks of it? So this is what we've got to get used to, I think.
United, it puts a bit more pressure on Liverpool on Sunday, doesn't it?
Just a bit, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a win tonight, you know, you'd probably thought a draw at Anfield wouldn't have been a bad result.
Did you think, though, when we went 3-2 up that we were going to hold on? Because I fucking didn't.
No. And then Fellaini just decides to let it hit his head rather than head the ball, and you know, you finish the game, don't you, there? But nah, just shit, mate, just shit, as it has been all season. It's, you know, yeah, they scored a couple more goals tonight, but it's no better, is it? And I mean, they're a poor team, Newcastle.
I would go as far as to say that's the worst team I've watched United play this season.
Yeah. I mean, you just, every time, well, we didn't go forward that often, do we? But every time we did go forward, you thought, we've got a chance here. And
Liam, United We Stand podcast.
What can I say? I thought we'd won 3-2.
We were rubbish, though, weren't we?
We were shite again. Absolutely bloody awful.
How bad were Newcastle?
Well, all I'm going to say is, what's Ron Atkinson doing nowadays? At least we played with Jesper. Where's Jesper Olsen and gone sacking?
Are you going to Midgetland?
I'll go to Midgetland. I'm going to take Snow White with me. I'm on a pull. United,
I'll see
quote
you.
Quote me on that.
I will.
Quote me on that.
I'll see you out in Midgetland, Liam. Sorry, mate. Back around the coach. Here we go. Here, Stu.
Enjoyed it, mate, in a weird way.
What? Because you saw some shots and some goals and stuff.
Shots, goals. That was before the game. I thought Rooney played well. Really good.
Play very well.
Steve would be happy with that. And I hope Paul Scholes is happy anyway. So we made it entertaining, didn't we?
He's getting on my tits, him.
Really? You surprised me. Yeah. Cheers, mate. Really enjoyed that. Honestly,
just needs to shut up.
Mate. Yeah. We drew. It's a gutter, but I tell you what, that was an entertaining football match. That's what it's all about, surely.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that, would he?
First 25 minutes, Colston's some of the best football in the last few weeks. If Rooney had put that chance
some
away,
some of the best football in the last few weeks.
The last few weeks.
That's not damning praise, is it?
No, it's not. But you know, you're 2-0 up against probably the worst side in the league. For me, we're carrying too many passengers week after week. We're carrying Mata, we're carrying Fellaini every week. You can't keep doing it because we're suffering now.
Yeah. I have to agree with Cyber carrying too many players. I don't think it's good enough being 2-0 up against Newcastle and giving
them, shouldn't we?
Exactly. We should have done 2-0 up against them, and you get they're on the verge of going down. You know what I mean? You can't be fucking conceding three goals to these.
Well, we did.
Well, we did.
Were you entertained?
Half and half, but like Si said, Rooney looks like he's on the way back, but
the older change.
Fellaini, Mata, Depay, we can't be carrying these players. There's not good enough for United.
At least it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
It wasn't entertaining because it was good, though. It was entertaining because it was shit.
Yeah, it was two shit.
At least
sides.
It was entertaining.
It was two shit sides out shitting each other.
Finally got our money's worth out of a football match.
It was entertaining.
And that's a sad
head.
State of affairs.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it up until about 5 minutes. But yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? No matter how the game goes, we don't win. We don't win most games.
You came up here today with
with an unentertaining a club that you support and the head full ahead of it. You're going home having watched three goals and you've got no air left, so it's been alright, hasn't it?
Today's been a good day.
My,
I thought it was a terrible result, but yeah, at least
I agree with you, it wasn't, because they're shit, aren't they?
Yeah, I do too. Worst Newcastle team I've seen, that
I think. It's, well, I said to Blackie before before he ran off to go and argue with people that it was the he'll be back in a minute. It's the worst team I've seen United play this season.
Yeah, they were awful, and that's the, I mean, the positives, as you know, so I've been a big defender of Wayne Rooney.
Dickhead's admitted playing his shit. Yeah,
oh, that, but again, big chances at 3-1 and 4-2. We don't put them away. We defend, or 3-2 and 2-1.
Rick said that. He said, like, you know, when we were bossing that game, that Fellaini had that. You know,
it's like we're happy to, because at 2-1, we then sat back. They got back. We've then played some really good football. Got in front again. And then we've missed that chance, and then we've just sat back. We've got what we deserved in the end.
Yeah. Did you honestly think at 3-2 that we were going to hold on? Because I never.
No, you're not sure, are you? Know, you always feel like you need one more goal, no matter what. You know, and I think we could have scored in the last minute and make it 4-3, and I still think we would have needed one more goal. But same again. I mean, it's different complaints this week. At least it has been better, because at least you felt alive in a game than just stood there waiting for the game to end. But still not good enough, and.
It puts a lot of pressure now on the Liverpool game, doesn't it?
It's massive. You wonder how we can survive it. I don't know how he is still going. I really don't, because you know. But I think they're going to leave it too late. I think top four's gone now anyway. But you know,
who do you think the top four will be?
Well, I think Tottenham, City, Arsenal, and then fourth. But what are we, about 10 off Leicester? You've got whether Liverpool, whether Chelsea
three
will make
three off Spurs in fourth place.
Is that how we are? Have they got a game in hand? I just don't see us winning enough games to make ground.
The point I make is, who are we in a battle for fourth with?
Well, who are the others? Because you look at, I mean, West Ham won tonight. They'll fancy the chances. Why not? That fourth's there for anyone. I don't think we'll get it, but there's no reason why a Leicester or a West Ham can't get it. It's the worst Premiership in years, so why not?
Yeah, agreed. Blackie, thoughts?
I just think that we've got.
I was still with you in the ground, and like at no point in that game did me or you think we were going to win that.
No, we never thought we were going to win it. Our problem is that we've got our favourite players and we've got our demons in the side, and no one can agree who they are. And the problem is, none of them are particularly playing very well. We want them to play well. Everyone's going on about how great Martial is. I'm sure he might be a very good player in the future, but he's not a very good player now.
He's been bobbins for 5 or 6 games, hasn't he?
He doesn't put the ball in the goal very often, and that's what he's there to do. He doesn't beat a man, he doesn't cross a man, and everybody goes on about Depay. Depay came on, made two very, very good chances today. One we scored from, and one Fellaini missed, the sitter. What has changed with these players? Because they're good players, but they're not outstanding players. But we're making them look very average players.
Managers and coaches,
it has to be the coaching at the moment.
All right, Les, all right.
It has to be the coaching. And the problem is today, okay, he went for it, and it was fantastic that we actually tried some forward passes and some through balls, and it was great. But we played against the side who gave us the ball back time and time and time and time again, and we still didn't win.
Puts all the pressure on Sunday Liverpool now for Van Gaal, doesn't it?
Well, it puts no pressure on Liverpool whatsoever, because they've got 7 players out injured or something ridiculous like that. They're not expected to win. They would probably be happy with a draw, and yet they'll probably go and beat us.
But do you remember the last time that United attacked? As I was saying, do you remember the last time we attacked and then got turned over, and it was at Leicester, and then like badly scarred Van Gaal? Do you not think he's going to do the same thing now?
I can't see that in a career spanning however many years as a manager, coach, assistant coach and player before that. I can't understand how one game in a Premiership could have changed such this philosophy. I can only think that as he's got older, he's just got more and more conservative in the way that he's played. And because something's gone horribly wrong for him, whereby he can't trust his tactics to either attack.
He sleeps with a fucking light on where attacking's concerned, doesn't he?
But he does. I mean, he can't attack and defend at the same time, in the same game, should I say. Because every time that we have to go for it, we concede. And every time we decide to, you know, hold the fort, they don't score. I mean, the number of nil-nils, great. The nil bit against us. But when we actually go for a team, like today, Newcastle, who scored
second least amount of goals apart from ourselves, managed to get three. A team that can, that even their own fans turned on by the first half because they kept giving us the ball back. They were shocking. They were shocking. And yet, you can't say they didn't deserve a draw out of that game, because they probably just about did. And considering, you know, they had a couple of chats for penalties, which may or may not have been, but they certainly looked quite strong appeals, didn't they? So, I mean, but we missed two, you know, we had Lingard and Fellaini missed two chances, and Van Gaal will probably say at the end of it, oh, if Marco van Basten had been playing for us, you know, he would have got at least one of the two. Yeah, he's right, but he isn't playing for us, so therefore we need to create more chances, don't we? We need
to create twice. If Van Basten had been playing for us, he'd have been, we'd have had him, he'd have been on the fucking left wing, wouldn't he?
Oh, well, then we've got to let someone off who's on the wrong coach.
Anyway, in the grand scheme of things, good result or bad result for United?
I think it's a poor result, because it was one of those where you expect that if you're going to go on and get into the top four, and with the way the league that is this year, it was there for winning, wasn't it?
And you can't score three away and come away with next to nothing, can you?
Well, you shouldn't do, should you? Particularly against Newcastle. If you'd gone away to Tottenham and got a three all, if you'd gone away to somebody right at the very top, then you can look at it and go, you know what, we've competed in that, we've scored, we've created chances. But, I mean, we probably put away the majority of our chances today, didn't we? If you think about, one was a penalty, whether it was soft or not, I don't know. But then you look at, all right, we missed two chances. But what are the clear-cut chances? Did we get, all right, Rooney's hit the ball in? How many times did our keeper have to save the ball, realistically? Not a lot. So we've not created that many chances, have we? Yet we scored three times. There was a spell early in the season where we got, I think, 3-3-0s on the trot. I think we put 9 chances away out of 10 or something like that, and that is the problem. We're not creating chances. It was better today because we were more adventurous, we were trying three balls. But what was that? Just something that worked on this week, and then we'll go back and we'll play a different game against Liverpool. We won't be able to do that against Liverpool because they're nowhere near as bad as Newcastle at the back. They're going to break, they're going to have the crowd behind them. It's a Sunday lunch, so you know, it's just one of those games that has got everything against us.
My biggest fear is that's going to scar us now. You know, 3 goals from, you know, out of nothing. We'll try and play it really, really tight now against, because I think Van Gaal's going to think, I can't afford to lose that game at Liverpool. So anyway, 3-3 at St James's Park, not a great result, but it continues our unbeaten run since Boxing Day. Anyway, that's the plus side. Yeah, that's right, yeah, we haven't lost this year yet. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on the podcast after Liverpool. Cheers. You know, he's